Church of the Atonement, and happy Easter to all of you. I know what you expect me to say, but I'm not going to say it yet. I'm glad to see you this morning. We're going to be worshiping the Lord today. Now, every Sunday really is a Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday we come together to worship Christ our Savior and the Lord over all, who conquered death, who overcame sin, who secured our salvation for us in the cross. But this is a very special day, because this is Easter, and this is the day in particular when we are reminded that He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I say he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Let's stand together, shall we? And I would say to you one more time, brothers and sisters, friends and family, loved ones this morning, Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Kenisa Baker. Brothers and sisters, hear now our call to worship from Psalm 117 and 150. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church of the Atonement, let us worship the Lord. We will continue in worship by singing Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you. On this morning of Hallelujahs, we must confess how human we are, Father. We may not have committed great evils, but we have surely failed to do good when we had the chance. We may have not intentionally hurt anyone, nor have we offered healing to the broken. We accept the witness of the angels at the tomb, but we find it difficult to share this good news with our friends and neighbors. Bring us new life, Lord. Where we are tired and anxious, give us the energy to serve your creation. Transform our hardened hearts into the fountains of grace. Forgive us all of the damage we have done, and fill us with the joy of your Spirit. Take a minute to confess your sins privately before the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gives us new life, we pray. Amen. God, our Creator, gives us new life. Christ, our Redeemer, prepares a table for us. The Holy Spirit, our joy, calls us to service. This is the good news. The tomb is empty, sin is powerless, death is defeated forever. On this very day and every day, we walk as God's people, forgiven and made whole. Thanks be to God. Let's stand and sing together the Golden Lamb.
All the time. Please take a moment and fill out our red friendship pad. We'd love to see who's visiting with us today. We'd love to share with you more about Church of the Atonement. Now we welcome our Atonement Bell Choir and our Atonement Choir to continue to lead us in worship.
This is a hymn with which you may be familiar. It's called Easter Song. It's written by a member of the old band Second Chapter of Acts. It was recorded also by Keith Green. And we've got the whole nine yards today, the choir, the band.